This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Carolina. He's running for governor now. He wins the primary last night in epic fashion. I mean, this guy's about as epic as it gets. You know, Charles Barkley recently went out and made a ridiculous statement. It's really just pathetic. Says if he sees any black man wearing a Trump shirt that he's going to punch him in the face. And so immediately a bunch of big Trump-supporting bodybuilders, black guys, they're bodybuilders, massive guys, immediately started putting up pictures of themselves in Trump T-shirts saying, hey, Charles, I'd like to come meet you. I just don't get that one. But Mark Robinson has the left totally panicked. I'm telling you, we're about to see 2016 levels of panic and rage and insanity from the left. You can already see it. You can already feel it. And during some of these response broadcasts last night on MSNBC and on CNN, you can tell like some of the hosts aren't completely radical leftists. And they're kind of sitting on the set like looking around like, oh my gosh, I'm on the set with complete psychotics. I need to get off this set now. These are deranged lunatics. And so here's MSNBC freaking out at the massive landslide victory for Mark Robinson last night.
You have to say the Holocaust was real and Hitler was evil, both. In a primary ad, you know that this is not a normal primary year, but Mark Robinson is not a normal primary winner. He will be the Republican nominee for governor in North Carolina. He has, in fact, called the Holocaust hogwash. He says Beyonce is satanic. He says the moon landing in 1969 may have been fake.
Fake and gay.
He says the civil rights movement in the 1960s was, quote, crap, and that Martin Luther King was a communist.
Oh.
He also says there is a secret ruling cabal that is part reptile, meaning part human, part reptile.
Robinson! 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 I'm not saying I even agree with all that stuff, or you have to agree with all that stuff. I don't care. I know he's going to be a great governor. That's all that matters. I don't care if he thinks the moon is made out of cheese. He's going to be a great governor. He's going to have great policy. That's what matters. Robinson. Robinson. Can you imagine if Mark Robinson becomes the next governor of North Carolina? Oh, my God. Okay, aside from the celebration here, do you notice what Rachel Maddow says? She says, this is not a normal candidate. See, that's the big tell right there. What does she mean, this is not a normal candidate? Do you understand what she's saying here? This is what I'm talking about. This is the new right. We don't get bullied by freak shows like Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow and MSNBC, Rachel Maddow and the psychotic left and the Democrat Party, they want to decide who our candidates are. They want to decide what's normal for our primaries. They want to decide what's normal for Republican voters, what's normal for Republican candidates. They want to control us. And they've been able to do it for so long with their cries of racism and bigotry and xenophobia and homophobia and everything else that they cry and shout into the skies. We're not buying it anymore. We don't care anymore. We are intellectually superior to you, philosophically superior to you. morally superior to you, politically superior to you. We are superior to you in every way, Rachel Maddow. You are the pipsqueak left. You don't decide what's normal for us anymore. Mark Robinson, all the way.
Please remember, we're listener supported. We got great t-shirts, books, films, the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock with the strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
The real reason why the left is so panicked, taking the mask off and having psychotic fits of rage, is because they've realized they can't control us anymore, folks. They didn't want us to elect Donald Trump. We did. They didn't want Mark Robinson to have a victory last night. He did. They don't want you to call them child groomers and sexual predators, but we do. They no longer control us, and they're realizing it, and it has them freaked out. Because once they lose that control over us, that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. Now we realize what they've done to us. And now we have political control. And now we start to know what needs to be done to save the country. And that freaks them out. And it truly is the Bug's Life analogy with the grasshoppers. When they're at the cantina. And he talks about, you let one ant stand up, then they all stand up, and then we lose everything. Well, that's where we're at. We're standing up, and they're about to lose everything. And so they're panicked. Remember, we're going to hear from Alex Jones coming up with this wild developing story. Boxing superstar Ryan Garcia shockingly claims evidence of elite child trafficking, alleges he was forced to watch children being raped, and says he has video proof. Now, again, we've seen this phenomenon happen a dozen or so times. Nobody ever ends up showing any proof. So I don't know what the full story with Ryan Garcia is, but when he talks about Bohemian Grove, we know that's real. And, of course, Alex Jones has exposed that. He's been there to film a documentary undercover, so he's going to be responding to all that coming up. Now, Rachel Maddow, I'll tell you. You know that psychotic freak is making $30 million a year? Can you believe that? I think her salary is going to get slashed soon, though, because they're really struggling for ratings, folks. I mean, it's bad. CNN just had to cut their top host salaries in half because nobody's watching CNN. Rachel Maddow says MSNBC would be irresponsible to broadcast Trump's victory speech. Well, it doesn't really matter because nobody watches MSNBC anyway. Now, if you broadcasted his speech, your ratings might go up a little bit. But you're not interested in that. It just shows, again, they don't want you to know what Trump actually has to say, because then you might actually like him. Isn't that ironic? Now, I could spend hours today going into the weeds of the results from last night. But let me just use Colorado as an example. And guys, while I'm digging into these numbers, will you also pull up the primary results in Colorado from 2016 and 2020? And we'll compare and contrast. But, you know, comparing and contrasting other primaries to this primary might not be the best way to analyze these numbers and to get a story from it. But I think starting with Colorado from last night is kind of a good starting point to explain this phenomenon. So Trump wins Colorado big last night. He gets 63% of the vote to Haley's 33%. And also, between the two of them, about 800,000 votes. 800,000 votes in the primary last night for Republicans. For Democrats, 500,000. So the Democrats got outvoted last night by 300,000. And while that would be a smaller number in a presidential election, for a primary, that is a large number. That is a sizable number from last night's primary in favor of the Republicans. Now, this phenomenon has been in every state. Every state, the Democrats are getting outvoted in the primaries. Now, there's two reasons for this. Well, there's really three reasons for this. The first reason is the voter enthusiasm is there for Trump. And people are still showing up to vote for Trump. Now, you also have to realize that Democrats are voting for Nikki Haley, and that Democrats are probably just not showing up because it's Joe Biden, and he's the president, and there's no voter enthusiasm there, and he really doesn't have any serious competition. So there are those other factors, but that doesn't take away from the fact that Trump's votes are coming in at record numbers in most of these states, and he's not only crushing what's left of the competition, which is none now, the Republican voters are absolutely crushing the Democrat voters. And it's not even close. It's not even close. And in almost every metric from 2016 to 2020 to 2024, Trump's numbers come in greater and greater and greater and greater and greater. They're only going up. And the numbers are showing Republican votes going down. Democrat votes going down and Republican votes going up. I chose Colorado because this is the state where that freak show tried to remove Trump from the ballot and lost 9-0 at the Supreme Court. So a leftist freak show liberal woman tries to have Trump removed from the ballot in Colorado, fails 9-0 at the Supreme Court. He then gets record turnout and wins the state of Colorado and trounces the Democrats in the process. So it just shows you nobody is buying the Democrat propaganda, lawfare, weaponized government against Donald Trump. If he's doing that in Colorado. But that pattern, that trend can be seen across the United States for Donald Trump and for the Republicans. I'm telling you, folks, the Democrats don't have the votes. They do not have the votes. And if we had a free and fair election, Donald Trump would win in a landslide. He'd get at least 312 electoral college votes. The Democrats do not have the votes. They do not have them. And they know it. And even if they want to get rid of Joe Biden, they're going to take a major blow. if they get rid of him and claim that it's because he's mentally unfit, well, then they are liars because they lied about his health or physically unfit, whatever the case is. So if they take him out for health reasons, then they have to admit they lied about his health. If he gets taken out for legal reasons, then it shows that they all knew he was a criminal and they supported him anyway and they lied about it. And so they take a hit on that. And then what are they going to do? Yeah, by the way, Republicans showing up more than when it was Bernie Sanders and Biden and Bloomberg and Warren on the ticket and Gabbard in Colorado. I mean, folks, Trump beat them all. So aside from the Democrats going to vote for Haley, Trump is doing just as well as he's ever done in any of these races. And the Democrats don't have the votes and they know it. So, okay, let's say they take the hit on Biden. We lied about his health or...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Nobody can afford their bills anymore. People are going into credit card debt to pay bills and to just get a car so they can go to work. And a lot of it's being defaulted on. And that's Bidenomics for you. Biden rule threatens to throw independent contracting into disarray. Yeah, they don't like independent contractors. They want everybody in unions so they can control them. So if you're an independent contractor, the Biden administration is coming for you. And if you're somebody that likes to get paid in one of these new apps or digitally, the IRS, Biden is going to sick the IRS on you because these are commies, because these are authoritarians. These are our Democrats. Now, we've got an absolute freak show going on in Kansas City, Missouri. And I mean a freak show. And they're telling you the books that they want to read to your children. They are really obsessed with sexualizing your children, aren't they? They really are. And then they get really defensive when you call them out for it. They get really defensive when you call them groomers. They get angry. And we got a video of one of them freaking out about that, attacking a child for it. So we're going to go to all of that coming up here shortly on the Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we have sales happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have great supplements like Bodies, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, if you don't know about the incredible power of turmeric, you can read all about it for yourself. It's been well studied, the power of turmeric for flexibility support, joint support, anti-inflammatory support. And I can speak from experience. And indeed, even last night, I was up late at the gym, played about 2 or 3 hours of basketball, and a little soreness today, but not compared to what it would have been if I didn't hit the Bodies afterwards. So thank goodness for Bodies. Not much stiffness or soreness today. Otherwise, I'd really be barking. But that's why I like it. There's so many different reasons, so many different great health benefits from the turmeric, and we have the purest form of turmeric in this supplement. A huge bottle, 120 capsules. It's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Body is one of the top-rated, top sellers from InfoWarsStore.com. Read all the reviews. Find out why people love it for yourself. All certified reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. That's just one of the great products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, just one that's on sale right now. We also have the vitamin D supplements like the vitamin D3 gummies, Winter Sun Plus liquid vitamin D3, tincture under the tongue for easy absorption. Those are both 40% off. Can't forget about the elite flagship supplement, DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, we barely even talk about all these great products like Greens Fiber Caps. I mean, it's just incredible. Most people are fiber deficient. You go look at the ingredients in the Greens Fiber Caps. It's organic. I mean, it's just a powerhouse supplement. And it's like we barely even talk about it. We barely even plug it. And it's a total powerhouse supplement, Greens Fiber Caps, InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, I can barely even remember all the great supplements because there's so many. Survival Shield X2, that's a audience favorite. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right. You want to see the freak show that's going on right now with leftist children, child book authors that want to teach your kids all about their sexual kinks and confuse them sexually so that they can take advantage of them sexually? That's what it really is about. And then I guess we'll show you them freaking out when they get called groomers. This is from, they posted this, the Kansas City government run by Democrats, like the mayor. They posted this because they want you to know how much they care about trans kids, and they want you to know how much they want to touch your trans kid. intellectually. That's all. So here they are reading a book for trans kids about a teddy bear that is confused about its identity. Yes, go ahead.
National Reading Day.
Today, we are reading Introducing Teddy,
a gentle story about gender and friendship.
Oh, it's
gentle.
It was
written by Jessica Walton and illustrated by Dougal McPherson.
Gentle. We're just going to gently sexualize your children.
They ride their bike in the backyard.
They plant vegetables in the garden.
They have sandwiches for lunch in the treehouse.
And they have tea parties inside when it's rainy. One day, Errol woke to find the sun shining through his bedroom window.
Hooray! He shouted. Come on, Thomas. Let's go to the park and play.
Thomas, your child gently.
You feel like playing.
You seem sad today, Thomas, said Errol. Don't worry. The park will cheer you up.
Thomas the Teddy wasn't so sure.
Oh, no. Even the swing isn't working.
What's wrong, Thomas? Talk to me.
If I tell you, said Thomas...
You might not be my friend anymore. Thomas is able to.
I will always be your friend, Thomas.
Thomas the Teddy took a deep breath.
I need to be myself, Errol.
In my heart, I've always known that I'm a girl
artist,
Teddy.
By the way.
Not a boy Teddy.
I wish my name was Tilly, not Thomas.
Is that why you've been so sad? Errol asked. I don't care if you're a girl Teddy or a boy Teddy. What matters is that you are my friend.
You're the best friend a bear could have, said Tilly.
Now that you're feeling better, said Errol.
Let's call our friend Ava.
Hi, Ava. Teddy and I are at the park. You want to come and play?
Sure, Errol. Let me just finish building my robot.
Ava believes in STEM, which is great. Hi, Errol. Hi, Thomas. Ava called out as she sped toward them.
Hi, Ava, said Errol. Teddy has a new name.
Let me introduce you to Tilly.
What a great name, said Ava. Let's go play, Tilly.
Wait, I've just moved in my bow tie, said Tilly the Teddy.
Always wanted a bow instead.
Good for you, Tilly. Wear whatever makes you happy, said Ava. I think I'll get rid of my bow.
I like mine for free.
Errol, Ava, and Tilly played all morning until it was time to go home.
This is
propaganda. Our next tea party, Errol said, as Ava stepped onto her scooter.
Propaganda.
Yes, see you there.
I'm bringing a friend,
Ava yelled as she sped away.
Errol and Tilly the Teddy play together every day.
They ride their bike in the backyard.
They plant vegetables in the garden.
They have sandwiches for lunch in the treehouse. And they have tea parties inside when it's raining.
The robot.
This is Tilly.
Thank you so much for joining.
Now, notice the themes here. One, denial of self. Two, depression. And three, ugliness. Those are the themes of that book because it's propaganda. It's not a child's book, it's propaganda. It's to make your child feel ugly and depressed and confused, and then the Democrats can come in there and take care of them. You know what I mean? They really like to take care of them. And then they freak out when you call them the groomers that they are. And so listen to this lunatic screaming at children that are saying we don't want to be sexualized in our classrooms. And listen to this leftist lunatic screaming bloody murder at her in clip 13.
You are f***ing in the heart. What is wrong with you? I'm not grooming anyone. You are
insane.
How do you don't know me? How can you sit here and say that to my face?
You did not say that at all.
You're making
things up.
I did not call me a groomer. You put that down.
Oh, and then assaults the cameraman. Mask off, folks. Mask off. Keep calling them groomers. Keep showing the world what the left is into. They want to confuse and depress and take advantage and indoctrinate your child. These are sick freaks.
We have products that will change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75-80%. Nobody makes it 95. We're one of the top, makers. We said we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
To destroy your children because they're destroyed. And really, I mean, you could make the argument of pity for them, that they've been destroyed, because they have been destroyed. They've been destroyed by propaganda. They've been destroyed by chemicals. They've been destroyed in this war against humanity. But instead of trying to address that, realize that, fix themselves, they'd rather just destroy the youth, destroy the future generations. That's what makes them feel better about themselves. They're perverted. And so they want to pervert the youth. And I'm looking at that book that they want to read to your children. And it's just, again, the theme is ugliness, denial, depression. But, I mean, even you just look at the ugliness in the art. It's like, are you even trying? Why do you want to make things ugly? And I'm sitting here thinking about, like, the books that I grew up on. Like the Berenstain Bears or Dr. Seuss, who they tried to cancel. The art was good. The writing was good. It didn't look like scribble, scrabble, ugly. Or what was it? What was that one book that featured like a frog and other little furry critters? Like really good art. I mean, look at that. It's all about accepting ugliness. It's all about just lowering the standards. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? What was that book? The main character was a frog or a toad, and it was like a... Was it Frog and Toad? Was that it? Yeah, pull up some of the illustrations from that. I mean, that was good art. I mean, Dr. Seuss is a famous artist. It's like, that's what we used to read. That's what kids used to read. It was universally good. That is universally ugly. So, but that's the theme. That's the theme. They're ugly. They're twisted. They're deranged. They're destroyed. And so now they want to pass that down to your children. And that's why they hate a mother being involved, a father being involved. That's why they hate parents that want to have a role in their children's lives and want to have high expectations for their children in the future and the world they grow up in. That's why they hate that so much, and they want to remove that from the picture, because when that's in the framework, they don't get the opportunity to deceive and destroy your child. That's why they hate it so much. And really, that's what the backlash about white Christian nationalism is all about. I mean, that's just the identity they throw out there. But it's really more about parents that want to be involved in their children's lives, parents that want to raise their children right, and that care about the future and care about their children. That's what they hate. And so they just use this white Christian nationalist identity as kind of the straw man to throw out there to give the left something that they can hate and attack, like the 5 minutes of hate. But that's what it really is. They know they can't deceive and destroy and derange and pervert your child in their image if the parents are involved and if the parents care. And that's what it's really about. And now, I don't want to spend too much more time on that, but how can this not be a bigger issue? How can this not be a bigger issue? Of course the American left knows that targeting the youth with propaganda is how you can control the future. Of course they know that. That's why they're obsessed with it. That's why they hire the celebrities and pay these young kids on social media to promote their propaganda, because they know they have to target the youth. They know they have to brainwash them young. And so that's what they do. And if you're a parent and you care about your kids and you don't want that to happen, you see it happening, they get angry. They don't like the parents getting in the way. They don't like the parents stepping in between them and your children. But it's so out of control now. They bring up drag queen pedophile time to the local schools and it's just the most insane crap you've ever witnessed in your life. Just complete insanity. The mask is off. This is Jen Psaki last night and Rachel Maddow mocking Virginia and West Virginia. Now, if we had a real RNC chair that wasn't named Ron or Romney McDaniel, they would already have cut this into an ad, and they would be airing it for the next 6 months. Listen to these. They're very upset at the results from last night, and so they're taking the mask off. Listen to them mocking Virginians and West Virginians last night in clip 10.
I mean, if you look at some of these exit polls, I mean, I live in Virginia. Immigration was the number one issue. I mean, again, these
Why
could change
funny?
in Virginia.
Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia. Very, very congested area.
Build a wall.
Like, what?
I mean, okay, so if you're in Virginia or West Virginia, this is what the liberals think of you. They think you're lesser than them. They think you're a peasant. They're much better than you. But, hey, vote for them. Vote with them. Yeah. So, again, Ronna Romney McDaniel is probably busy today getting fat injected into her butt. But if we had a real RNC chair, they would immediately take that and turn it into an ad. And it would be running in West Virginia and Virginia for the next 6 months. And that would have a political impact. Not the type of impact Ronna Romney's butt injections will have. But imagine they sit up there. By the way, that's a perfect example, that screenshot right there, if you go back. Guys, put up the shot where they... Yeah. Put up that wide shot right there. Give me that full screen, because this is a perfect example of what I was talking about earlier, where I was watching last night, and some of the people, they sit up there at these desks last night, and they're like, I'm on a stage with complete psychotics. Look at the woman on the right. She realizes at this point that all the individuals to her left are completely deranged psychotics. By the way, I actually met that woman. She's actually pretty kind, and she's not a radical leftist. I mean, she's definitely a Democrat and a liberal, but she doesn't go too far off kind of the classical Democrat reservation. I forget her name right now. Alex Wagner, I believe, is her name. She's actually a pretty reasonable person. But you can tell, like, just you look at her face and she's like, guys, what are you doing? You are completely psychotic. You're insulting voters now. In states that we could win. And it's funny. So, but why is that funny that they talk about the illegal immigrant issue? And you guys can pull up that tweet that you highlighted. I think it was from Bill Melogen. They laugh because you think illegal immigration is an issue. They laugh because you think securing the border is an issue. Bill Melogen reminds us that 2 weeks ago in Virginia, an illegal immigrant from Venezuela was arrested and charged with sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl in Campbell County. He crossed illegally in 2013 and was released by the Biden administration. But hey, that's funny. Oh, you know, Lake and Riley gets brutally murdered and all the other... They just found a 15-year-old girl that was kidnapped and abducted by a known child abuser illegal immigrant who was free on the streets. And Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid and Jen Psaki, they think it's funny that you think illegal immigration is an issue. They think that's funny. And then they insult you. Yeah, that should be an ad running right now. They should run it tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And it does show, I mean, there were all kinds of other down ballot races that show the success we're having as well. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene telling the leftist fake press to F off. Yeah. That's a good place to start. Candidates like Mark Robinson winning bigly, Vivek Ramaswamy going on CNN and giving him a tongue lashing. It's just beautiful. By the way, Alex Jones coming up in the next hour responding to the Ryan Garcia phenomenon, the Bohemian Grove stories. That's coming up in the next hour. But here's some of the other news. Appeals court lifts Trump gag order in New York fraud case while case under review. So they had him gagged there. Now that's lifted. More good news for Trump. Oh, a Democrat trying to silence Trump from speaking. What do you know? And then censoring off social media and banning his speeches from their telecast. President Trump, now this was news to me, because Elon Musk recently came out and said he's not going to fund any presidential candidate. I wonder if a Trump endorsement might happen, though. This is an interesting one on the Gateway Pundit. President Trump secretly meets with Elon Musk as general election showdown with Biden looms. Don't underestimate an Elon Musk endorsement. Do not underestimate an Elon Musk endorsement or a Joe Rogan endorsement, because that's really where it goes. If Musk endorses Trump, then a Rogan would endorse Trump, and then a lot of other big name, kind of more centrist, populist, common sense American influencers, if you will be more comfortable endorsing Trump. And then it's just a friggin' snowball effect from there. And then Biden won't have a rally and get 900 million votes. Excellent news from Texas. I tell you, there were a lot of down-ballot victories for the new right last night. Ken Paxton endorsed judges, defeat horrible Roe Bush-backed rhino judges. I mean, this is just huge. I mean, I'm telling you. We're getting real Americans back elected, folks. We're ridding ourselves of the Soros body politic. We've identified the enemy. We've lazed the enemy politically, and now we are removing them politically. So I understand voter apathy. I understand people that just don't even believe that any election is fair. But, I mean, there were victories last night. There were real victories last night. Texas House Speaker heads to a runoff against a Trump-endorsed challenger. I don't know how Dade Phelan even had a single vote after all the corruption that he was engaged in and the embarrassment that he was engaged in, but he was trying to remove Ken Paxton, the great attorney general. He was showing up seemingly extremely inebriated to some of these House proceedings in Texas, and so a runoff against him for David Covey. That would be another big victory for us in Texas. We're about to have a lot of great things on the ballot coming up in November if you're in Texas. Cutting taxes, securing the border, getting rid of illegal immigrants in our school system, in our workplace. All good news. Fewer voters think Trump committed crimes, new poll show. That's the New York Times admitting that. And those numbers are trending down, and they'll continue to trend down, especially when they continue to lose. Georgia State Senate Special Committee investigating Fulton County DA Fannie Willis to look at Terrence Bradley text messages and hear testimony from Michael Roman's attorney at 9 a.m. So they continue to dig into this corruption of the individuals that are politically persecuting Donald Trump. And that's really what this comes down to. They're the corrupt ones. They're the crooks. They're the criminals. They're the liars. They're the traitors. And you're really just getting a good example, I would say. Maybe it's a small example, but with Fannie Willis and Terrence Bradley and Nathan Wade and those, that gang of crooks politically persecuting Donald Trump. They're the crooks. Fannie Willis is the corrupt individual, not Donald Trump. And now she's an embarrassment. Another Soros leftist. Now, this might be the best thing to come out of Speaker Mike Johnson's mouth ever. Talking about slashing into the bureaucracy, and while it's barely a sliver of what needs to be done, just to hear Speaker Johnson talking like this, I think is incorrigible. Here it is in clip 17.
We have advanced, and we also advanced, as you've seen the summary, cuts to some of the agencies that we believe are really overreaching and have been turned in some ways against the American people. We're going to cut 3% from DOJ, 7% from the ATF, 6% from the FBI, and 10% from the EPA. And that's just a start. We have a lot more priorities and things that we need to advance. But the reality is, as we all recognize, is that we have to grow the House majority, take back the Senate for the Republican Party, and win the White House. And I'm here to tell you the reason we're optimistic is we believe those things are going to happen in November. We can't wait. That day can't get here soon enough.
Well, that's a nice start. I like to hear that. I'll tell you, I like to hear that. Now, new January 6th video has dropped. And there's just, you know, look, I have all kinds of people texting me about new January 6th stuff, and it's all crazy. And it's just like, I feel we've already defeated the narrative, and it's just we could sit here and spend all this time on January 6th, but I really only want to get into it when there's new developments. But it's like people firing guns into the crowds and the police starting the skirmishes. And it's like, we already know this. And then you have the pipe bomber, which seems to be an inside job. So here's the latest. The Democrats lied and said, well, they just lied about Kamala Harris's location on January 6th time and time again. And here she is at the Capitol on January 6th now, which goes against the timeline that the Democrats entered on the January 6th committee and under testimony. So now that we know Kamala Harris's exact location and exact time, we know that it goes against their claims of her location and time that they made in the January 6th committee. So they lied about Kamala Harris's whereabouts, just like they lie about everything else. So, I mean, what do you expect? They lie about everything. And January 6th is just another example. Did you know Biden has the State of the Union coming up? Biden preps for the State of the Union speech and rowdy Republicans. What do you think, Biden, what do you think prepping for the State of the Union is going to be for Biden? What, like a gallon of X-Lax to make sure he's cleaned out? And then how many different IV drips are they going to have him on? He regularly gets special IV drips of God knows what. But that's why when he comes out and he has all these cuts and stuff in his hand, that's where they put the IVs directly into his veins. I mean, can you imagine what his arms look like? So, I mean, this guy is being pumped full of chemicals just to be able to walk and talk. So this State of the Union is going to be something. Biden was hemorrhaging votes to uncommitted in many states last night. Yeah, uncommitted. Uncommitted racks up more than 45,000 votes in Minnesota Democrat primary. Yeah, uncommitted or undecided on many of the Democrat primary ballots was getting big numbers. Big numbers. So that just shows you how popular Joe Biden is. He's really doing great, guys. He's really doing great. And that's why Michelle Obama has to tell people that she's not running for president in 2024. That just shows how great Biden is doing, that Michelle Obama has to come out and clear the air and say, I'm not running for president. Because everybody knows how great Biden is doing, right? That's what that's all about. All right, coming up soon is Alex Jones responding to the Ryan Garcia Bohemian Grove story.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.